Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. Today's episode is a little off the cuff, just raw, unedited. Here we go. So I see this pop up a whole lot with clients, with friends, and my parenting and my marriage. It really applies across the board to every situation. And that is how to get our emotions under control. And not even so much under control, but just like how to utilize the message that our emotions are sending us, which is something I discuss in my book, Achieving Sexy. But what I want to talk to you today is a strategy, like a tool that you can use in your everyday life whenever you're in an emotional state. So first of all, I want to acknowledge that the quality of our lives is in direct proportion to the quality of our emotions. With that in mind, which is something that I first heard from Tony Robbins, and I completely agree with that. Because here's the thing, the quality of our thoughts determines the quality of our emotions. And if we can improve the quality of our emotions, we can improve the quality of our lives. So more on that in my book, Achieving Sexy, but here is the 1-2-3 strategy that I use and that I teach clients. So whenever you feel an emotion arise, a little science lesson here. So the part of our brain that makes decisions, that plans ahead, that is, you know, logical and wise and strategic, the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain that doesn't really fully develop until somewhere in our mid-20s. Now, unfortunately, the part of the brain that is responsible for our emotions is basically, let's call it the lizard brain. That is our primal like instinct to survival, the part of our brain that tells our body to do the things that we don't need to think about, like breathing, your heart beating. It's that survival part. So whenever you start to get emotional, guess what shuts down? Your prefrontal cortex, the part that really that makes good solid decisions. And that's why when you're in an emotional state, you don't want to make rash decisions. You don't want to lash out and, just do or say anything hasty. So the first thing that I do is to recognize whenever you're in an emotional state, what does that look like for you? Do your armpits get tingly? Does your face get hot? Does your breathing get shallow? You know, what does that look like for you? So the first thing is to recognize that. And something brilliant that that Brené Brown, if you're familiar with her work, she's a vulnerability and shame researcher, incredible woman. She brings to her consciousness when she's in shame. And I like to apply this to when we're emotional, because then it tells our conscious mind, hey, this is our emotions that are taking over now. So she says pain, 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 pain. So I like to bring that to my attention, pain, 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 or, you know, shame, anger, just to tell the body, hello, wake up. This is what's going on. And then I go straight into the 5-second rule, which is something that Mel Robbins has a whole book about, highly recommend, counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that initiates, that gives your brain the signal that, okay, it's action time. It's time to do something different. We're breaking the pattern. And then I go into what is a higher question that I can ask at this point, which is a calibrating question. It's, if you read the book, Change Your Questions, Change Your Life, fantastic also resource, I highly recommend, asking yourself, higher questions, asking yourself questions that are on the learner path as opposed to the judger path, which actually I recommend that you go back and listen to the episode about how to ask better questions for more on that. So those are the three steps, and that's just super, super broad, I know, because we have a limited time in these episodes. One, awareness, bringing awareness to the conscious part of your mind that you're not in the best emotional state, pain, 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 pain. Two, counting down from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, break the pattern. And three, making a conscious response by asking a higher question. So if you want to hear more about that, let me know. I would love to break it down in future episodes if you guys have enough interest in that. I think it's totally relevant for everyday life. And I'm telling you, as a highly emotional person, that really works for me, and it works for my clients, and it even works for my kids. So, well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.